because it's time to be honest here in some situations. You listening to the podcast, you were going after the wrong person for years because you were not being told truth and entire situations. The question why I didn't do certain things, I was threatened that if I ever went to the cops, I'm going to call them on you. I didn't do anything. I don't care. I'm going to call them on you. They did this to somebody else before me. And it backfired. When you're constantly being menaced, harassed, threatened, you do a different strategy and you take it a different way. Is you talk to different organizations that help women. You talk to a division within the state, which I have. They have a case open. They keep the case open. And you handle things on a different level. Completely different level. I did go one time when I was talking to my friend Kevin, and he could verify this. And where I went to go get help, I waited. And nobody showed up. And then as I was leaving, they went out the other end of the building and they didn't help me. I figured, well, at that point, I'm on my own. So I have been since then. But the individual, you know who you are listening? You weren't getting the full story. That person that you're corresponding with knew everything that was going on. They saw photos. They saw videos. They saw how stressed I was. They knew the situation with surgeries. Not being present, the person not being attentive. Dear surgeon who took me in, like underneath, I mean, treated me like a daughter since I was young. A surgeon, oral surgeon, was concerned. They had their assistant sit down with him and tell him how serious it is. You have to be attentive. The same individual, that's right, who wasn't attentive during oncology treatments, but they were not typical oncology treatments. I'm going to say it till the day I'm dead. They were fast-track treatments. You may want to educate yourself and talk to an oncologist on what fast-track means. When you take 3.5 months of treatments and you give the patient the treatments in 3.5 months and you get it down to less than 3 weeks, multiple rounds of radiation, not normal one round, multiple rounds. There was a reason the last three sessions, I got to the last three, I couldn't do it. I had to call and get a powwow. I could have used support. But I realized I didn't have any, and guess what? I'm still going to keep fighting, and I did it, and I made it through. But it didn't work. Things progress. They still do. Okay? You're not being told the truth. That person knew everything I was going through, and they didn't do anything about it because they didn't care. A therapist made a very critical point. This is the truth. They weren't concerned for your well-being. They didn't care. They're not being truthful. Being honest. So what you were being told was not honest. And it wasn't the full story. And I don't know how much of the story you got. But I think maybe 10 out of the 90%. This is a truth, so help me God. I don't believe you're still getting the full story. Therefore, there's a podcast. You don't sit back. The person that who they are. As a female. And know everything going on. And they knew about all this stuff November last year. When I told the individual to leave the property because they were acting crazy, and at that day, started just acting nuts, grabbed the water bottle out of my hand, squeezed it so hard, and then ripped the curtain thing out of the wall, okay? That was enough valid reason on top of everything else you need to leave the property, period. The same individual who's not telling you everything, and one day I hope you realize this, maybe now, I don't know, maybe later. You know, I can't change how you're feeling or what you're being told, but I can tell you the truth. They knew everything. They knew everything November last year. I showed them things. You know, when I thought I could put faith and trust in this person just staying in at the property with beloved pets for not even a week, and I came back and I podcasted a video what the house looked like, and the neglect and lack of care for the pets, and if I had kids be the same way, I told them, get what you need and leave. I'm leaving the house and I'll be back in set amount of minutes. And I did. You need to leave. This same person was making a mockery and making it, and this is the thing, is every time there's a male role of someone that's a male who does things that are not okay, for some strange reason, they side with men that are doing things that are unthinkable and not okay. They know exactly what I'm talking about. That's a problem. You can't change this person of their thinking is not okay. It's not normal. But you don't sit there and then they sit there and like reprimand me for telling the individual who is toxic, listen, they need to leave. You need to leave. And I knew this because a domestic violence attorney directing me and telling me and giving me organization and that handles women that are dealing with domestic issues and how to approach the situation because this person is threatening to call the cops on me and lie and say whatever they want to get me in trouble. And they did this to somebody else prior to me. You wonder why I was like back against a wall? I had to build the boat with every plank I got, so help me God, my last breath on my own. But you, the other individual listening, you knew everything that was going on and you didn't do anything, you didn't care. Instead, you told me, oh, you shouldn't have had him leave. That's your fault not having any help. That's your fault. You said it was my fault for everything. So it's okay for me to have stayed in the situation that I was. And I'm listening to somebody that should be directing me in a different way, in a completely different light. And you failed me and you let me down. That's the truth. And then I became smart and I became wise. And I reached out for help in a lot of ways. And people that I don't know, not friends, not connected, not family. And literally told them everything, including a trauma therapist. And everybody knew the situation. And then it started late last year. In the beginning of this year, then things got serious of how to approach the situation and how to handle things. But I'm sorry for you listening to this. You're not, and you were never told the truth. How do you feel about that person now who told me to stay? Have that person stay. Have them stay. Oh, you should never told them to leave. It's okay to be treated as a woman the way I was. It's not the first time they've done this. Period. But you better think twice about. That's right. Who you're talking to on the phone. Because any person of who they are and is not protecting you and instead saying the person who is causing harm and knew about surgeries not being attended, not being in the room, this surgeon's coming down, hard on them, oncology specialist, who literally wanted to go out in the waiting room and literally have him, let him have it, but they realized I had no idea what was going on. But the oncology specialist did. And she was a woman. See, that's the thing. When women go through domestic violence, domestic abuse, and abuse is abuse, and I don't care what it is, physically, mental, there's financial abuse. Yes, there's financial abuse. Look it up. Mental abuse. The menacing, the threats. And then the thing is when women actually take the time and they reach out to people on a level that should be there and be like, listen, I'm going to do whatever I need to do to help. This, that. And instead, they're told to not have the person leave and you should stay and have the person doing this to you stay. That's what you told me, to have them stay. Not once, but twice. And then I realized, no, I don't have to live like this. I don't have to have them stay. And this person telling me this? You're not thinking clearly. You're not thinking straight. I don't know what's wrong with you. But you need to talk to somebody and get checked out or something because it's not right. And you continue to act the way you do is not okay. You place another woman in some serious bad situations, and I'm tired of it, and I'm standing up, and I'm just putting my feet firmly on the ground. That's not okay. And who you are, you should never sit there and tell somebody who literally sit down and explain what's going on, and then you're telling them, and then chastising the woman, the other woman, and you're a woman, that they should stay? If they have kids, they should stay? If they don't have kids, they should stay. Oh, they should stay. They have kids. Try to still think, work things out. Should stay. That is like twisting a woman's mind and brain that is already going through enough with domestic violence, domestic abuse, verbal, physical, financial abuse. I don't care what it is. controlling, manipulating. And you're telling them to stay, have them stay. And if they have kids, they should still have them stay. This is why women, like me, all of a sudden, we flip on men. We turn on men like that. We don't want nothing to do with them. Because we're being told to stay in an unhealthy situation that is abusive, as toxic as hell, dangerous as hell. And you're sitting there and you're listening to someone who should be telling you just the opposite. And making you feel guilty for having the person causing you this. And you made a decision that's the right decision because of people not involved, that are not connected, that aren't friends, that aren't coworkers, whoever. These are licensed PhD. These are legal counsel. These are domestic people that deal with organizations. That's not okay. I don't know you're listening. I'm going to tell you right now. That's not okay. If you're standing in front of me right now, I don't care if you're the Pope. I'm going to tell you point blank, that was never okay. And you did it to me multiple times. The person listening, you have no idea the other side of the story. But one day, you're going to find out the other side of the story. And you're going to really have to sit and think. Because it's never okay. You know, this is why women don't speak up. They're afraid to talk about it. Because of this, what I went through, to be chastised. Especially when it comes from another woman. But usually the women who do that, per trauma therapists, are the women who went through domestic violence, domestic abuse themselves, and they stayed. Whether they had kids or not, they stayed. They're not people to give good advice, sound advice at all. And that's when you have to seek people that are not involved, not friends, not family, not connected. So you can get sound advice, because when you're going through hell, it's hard to think straight, period. I'll never go through what I've gone through. I'll never go through it again. And anybody who directed me to stay and have the person stay, and then you say, you should bring it back, you should bring it back. Because you don't want to be convenienced or burdened? Come on now. And you're a woman? It's a disgrace to every woman that exists in the world, not just the United States, that goes through anything, domestic violence, domestic abuse, financial, physical, mental, emotional, neglect. It needed to be said. It's not okay. Never okay. Not okay. Today I've gotten third day in a row broken sleep. You know, I do what I can. You know, another point of why I was afraid to start, even begin the process of getting the hell, just to get my lifeboat, to get the hell out of the situation, to be able to like stand on my own 2 feet and do what I need to do, is because when you're sick and you're dealing with real serious issues with your health, you need goddamn help. And when the person that's a female you're going to, listen, I need help, and they don't help you, and they should be helping you, and they don't help you, and you're too embarrassed and ashamed, and, you know, and I'm going to say too, ego, because that was me, all of them, to go anywhere else, you literally find yourself trapped and you stay. What do you think that does? All that what you're going through hurts your health. Hurts your health. I didn't think, and having a faith in myself, to think I could make it on my own. Take care of a house. Take care of our kids. If I had human kids, best parent in the world, I'd be the best damn mother in the world. And that's not bragging or boasting. That's the truth. But I realized, second time around now, oh, I can do it all. I have no problem. I can do it. I can do it. I got God by my side. I'm spiritually connected. I always was. But when I'm around somebody just throwing out, and people that throw out dark energy, it's not good. Not good souls. You know, you start questioning your spirituality in that. Oh, no, it was always there. I just had to just jump right back in and continue where I left off. You know, my faith never left my side, because I don't think I could continue and do everything I'm doing. You know? People stop asking for help because when they go for the people that should be helping them and they fail them, they believe in their mind everybody else is too. And that's not true, folks. Ladies, it's not true. Don't ever have someone, oh my Lord, and no, people know where I'm going. Don't have somebody sit there that, no, and sit there and tell you and know what you're going through and say, oh no, you should still stay in it. Well, this person, if they have kids, well, they should still stay in it. No, they should still stay. Why don't you tell Gabby Petito's parents that? Call up her mom. Tell her that. She should still have her daughter stay in it. The thing is she didn't know what her daughter was going through. Knew her issues, but she didn't know to what level. And guess what? She was also manipulated. If you ever go to the cops, you're going to be in trouble. You ever go to the cops, you'll be in trouble. What happened? She was attempting to go to the cops. She got killed. I think everybody, including law enforcement, learned a lot about Gabby Petito case. And anybody who's gone through domestic violence, domestic abuse, and abuse is abuse, respect what I'm saying, is it made people, women, going through domestic violence, domestic abuse, literally look at what they were going through themselves. And she left something behind, all right. Is she left a changed way that we view and we handle and we look at women that are struggling, that are going through situations behind closed doors, okay? And on all levels across the board in the United States and around the world as well. But no woman should ever tell you, and I'm saying this because I have experienced this, and this is the truth, so help me God, my last dying breath. No woman should ever tell you if you're going through domestic issues to stay. And to have the person you're asking to leave to come back. And then physically call them and tell them to come back. You told them to come back 12 years ago. You changed my life. I went through hell for 12 years. Hell. And I've kept silent and quiet about it. But I'm not anymore. I don't have to. Because I realized with those that be helping me, that hold license, that hold degrees, that are counselors, that are attorneys, that people deal domestic violence, organizations of women helping women, that I don't have to be quiet. I don't have to be silent. But I don't have to live like that either. And not to be too proud to ask for help. I didn't ask to be sick. But there was a lot of care that was referred that I didn't see. I didn't see on my medical records. There's a lot of things. Person listening, you don't know the whole story. No. You never did. You only knew 10%. But one day, we'll sit and talk. I'm going to tell you the other 90. If you haven't already figured it out, which I hope so, because I think you would agree that no female, no other woman should ever tell you to stay in a domestic, violent, abusive, abrasive, negligent-ass relationship and tell you to stay, bring the person back, or reconnect with them. Because I'm telling you right now, that person's been through it themselves. Shouldn't they have learned? Especially as time goes on, to be supportive and respectful for other women going through the same thing they did.